the church to pick up the cross and follow him. It heightens our faith and allows what we know and feel to overwhelm what we face. Singing also helps us remember our theology. There's a line from On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand that says, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." This is a theology I remember. It is the theme of my life. It was sung at my wedding. I would like it sung at my funeral. But my theology is wrapped up in a song. It is said that if we were all to lose all the scripture that we have, lose access to it, we could get by fairly well with just the hymns of the Wesley brothers. They kept it so close to scripture. You know, I still sing the alphabet when I'm trying to figure out where a letter fits. And when I'm in a class at seminary and need to recall a book of the New Testament, I still have to sing that song they taught me in Sunday school at Whitaker United Methodist to find out where it's at. Because singing helps us recall. C.J. Mahaney calls church singing take-home theology, because the best songs we sing together end up serving you as three-minute, easily memorized, deeply biblical summaries of the important truths from scriptures. Singing also helps the church step away from the here and now and focus on the then and there. It helps us get a big picture view, the one that we need to make sense of the details and the moments of our lives. Have you noticed how many songs the church sings that deal with death? Open up the book, read through at least half of them, but not one of them deals with taxes? There's a reason for that. They are penned to change our perspective from the temporal to the eternal. But perhaps the most important reason we sing together to the Lord every Sunday is because praising our God in song unites us together. As a nation, we have anthems. Each state has its own song. Each military branch has its own theme. Schools have their own songs. Sports teams have songs. And each denomination has its own official hymnal of their songs. Joining together to make a joyful noise in praise of our Lord can produce a euphoric feeling. I felt it. A communal spiritual high that defies our differences. It's as if what we have in common momentarily overwhelms our dissimilarities. And we feel the presence of God in each other and become bound together in worship as a cord of three strands that cannot easily be broken. Me, you, and God. I find it strange that this purpose is often missed, as the songs we sing to the Lord to promote unity in the church often drive us apart. People argue over these things. Churches split over these things. Perhaps this is because we don't understand why we make this joyful noise unto the Lord as part of our fellowship. According to a study by the Hartford Institute, there are an estimated 338,000 Christian congregations, churches, individual churches, in the United States, spread through 217 denominations and 35,000 non-denominational churches. It's quite the eclectic blend of folks who claim to worship the same God and who, to one degree or another, claim to adhere to the same source for their beliefs and their theology, the Bible. I could preach for months on our differences, the things that separate us in our theology, liturgy, and worship. But what I find most compelling is the things that we agree on. And one thing most Christian churches do every worship service is praise God in and through the communal singing of songs. We often disagree over what to sing, how to sing, and what instruments, if any, should accompany our singing. But almost all of us sing communally unto the Lord every Sunday morning. Some churches sing only hymns. Some sing only praise melodies. Some sing both. Some have different services for each so that the good Christian folks won't fight with each other over which songs of praise they will sing. There are many preferences in church singing as there are in singing in the world. There's a reason there are so many radio stations on the dial, and there's a reason there are so many different styles of singing praise to God in churches. So how did we get here? Why do we, despite our differences, almost universally sing our praises to God communally as a church? Well, first, it's hereditary. It's woven into our spiritual DNA. Praising God through song is not unique to the likes of mankind. The hosts of heaven have been singing the praises to God since before creation. Job 38:7 says, "When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Here God speaks to Job out of a storm and asks Job where he was when God formed the earth. And the angels sang and shouted for joy at the sight of creation. The angels of heaven praise God in song over our creation, over us. When the host of heaven sings praises to the Lord, it's often over what he does for us. In Luke 15, Jesus said that the angels of heaven experience joy when a sinner repents. In Revelation 19, an angel calls John his brother and fellow servant and worshiper of God. Revelation 5, 8 through 10 says, "When he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and a golden bowls full of incense, which were the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'Worthy are you to take the book and break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You made them to be a kingdom of priests to our God, and they will reign on the earth.'" They're talking about you. This is a conversation in heaven over you, a song being sung about you. The elders in heaven sing a song about what Christ did for us. While we down here sing about heaven, heaven sings about us. You matter, you always have. And to express this deep feeling for us, the host of heaven sings. And when we sing about what God has done for us in Christ, the angels of heaven join in with us. As we were being created, songs of praise were being sung to God by the angels themselves. And once creation was completed, all of creation joined in. Psalms 148, 2 through 3 says, "Praise him, all of his angels, praise him, all of his hosts, praise him, sun and moon, praise him, all the stars of light." And Psalms 96, 1 instructs the earth to sing praise to the Lord. We sing because we were created to do so. We don't sing praises to God because we can. We do so because we must. It is the spiritual equivalent of breathing. We sing our praises together because all of creation and the host of heaven do so. And we will continue to do so until we leave here. And we will continue to do so when we get there. It's reported that Cliff Barrow, if any of you are old enough to remember, the song leader for the Billy Graham Crusades, said this to Billy Graham, "I'll have a job in heaven, but what will you do?" Who needs an evangelist in heaven? Next, we sing together in church today because it's what we've always done. It's what Scripture has taught us to do from the very beginning. As long as Christ has had a church, the church has been joining together to offer him songs of praise. Matthew 26:30 says, "After singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." This is how the Last Supper concluded. This is how we get communion. Like us, they closed with a hymn. Before Jesus headed to Calvary, directly before Calvary, he joined together with his disciples in song to the Lord. Colossians 3:15-16 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God." Ephesians 5:9 echoes this, saying, "Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs." When we sing, we're speaking to each other and making melody with your heart to the Lord. In both this letter to the Colossians and his letter to the Ephesians, Paul instructs the church to sing with one another to the Lord, joined together in song to express our thanks from our hearts and to make melody within our hearts. Not our words, not our talents, not even our voices. Make a melody with your heart. Songs are how our hearts communicate, and we were instructed to be of the same heart. So how could we not sing together? Ezra 3:11-13. They have come back and they're starting to rebuild the temple. They've been in exile. And this is what happens. They sang, praising, giving thanks to the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his loving kindness is upon Israel forever." And all the people shouted with a great shout, and they praised the Lord because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. It was a great celebration, and they were singing. Yet many of the priests and Levites and heads of the fathers' households, the old men who had seen the first temple, the temple of Solomon, wept with loud voice when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, while many shouted aloud for joy. So that the people could not distinguish the sound of the shout of joy from the sound of weeping of the people, for the people shouted with a loud shout, and the sound was heard far away. Some were singing songs of praise, some were weeping with joy, but they were all saying the same thing with the same heart. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. And this brings us to our final point on why we sing songs of praise together as a church. We sing together as a church because we know what he has done for us individually. And it is the exact same thing for each and every one of us. Isaiah 12:5. Praise the Lord in song, for this is why we need to do it. He has done excellent things. Let it be known throughout the earth. Psalms 98:1 through 2. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. 9 times Scripture tells us to do that. Stop singing what you were singing. You have a new reason to sing. For he has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained victory for him because he's powerful. Everything he's done is wonderful. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has come to us and told us what we need to do. He has provided the way. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nation. It's not a secret. Praise the Lord with song and sing to him a new song because he has done excellent and wonderful things. Sing to God and about God because of what he has done, what he is doing, and what he said he will do. These things define who he is. We gather together to sing to and about our God. Because of who he is. He has revealed his salvation to us and shown the world that he has done so in righteousness. He can do anything he wishes. And he chose to do the very best thing in the very best way at a very great cost for the very worst of us, of which I include myself. And in doing so, he redefined us. From being the sum of what we have done to becoming the sum of what he has done for us. We've gone from enemies to sons, and that is worth singing about. Here is why I sing to the Lord each week. You may have your own verses. Most of them say exact same thing. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world. What the angels were singing about when the cornerstones were laid were us. We were the pearls of great price. That we would be, not that I am, but I will be holy and blameless before him in love. He's fixing me. He didn't just save me. He's fixing me. He predestined us to adoptions as sons. Sons! What manner of love is this that we should be called the sons of God? Through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of his glory, of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved, through Christ. In him, we have redemption through his blood, and forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. This is why I join together with you to make a joyful noise of praise unto the Lord. Not because he demands it, but because he truly, truly deserves it from every one of us. I leave you with this short poem because when it comes to singing, no matter what you've heard, you haven't heard anything yet. from W.M. Szymanski. There was a music in the heavens at the dawning of the days, when the morning stars together sang their great Redeemer's praise. But the music that surpasses all this earth has heard and known will ring out when all the ransomed gather round the Savior's throne. That's us. What a day that will be when the entire family of God joins together to make that great joyful noise to Him. Every Sunday we get together to practice for this great getting up morning. And the only one who anticipates this epic concert more than us is Christ Himself. Because He's got a seat reserved in the front row for the occasion. Amen. God is good.